It's how I begin every day. I pause and recount the gifts of yesterday, the blessings. I give God thanks. I love to give it, but I know so little about it, because it fills me with deep wonder when I do. The river of life flowing through my soul rises within now as I pause to give thanks for bison tacos and swapping silly videos with my grandsons, and for the Amy Grant concert I experienced last Monday night. And that one song she sang, which was written by Rich Mullins, to me the greatest Christian songwriter in the last 100 years. Rich was killed in a car accident on my birthday in 1999, but when Amy sang her song, Sing Your Praise to the Lord, written by Rich, it struck me. Here is one of Rich's songs still being sung over 40 years later, just the way he wrote it, by the artist who first released it. That's what Thanksgiving does to me. It takes me on a journey of wonder and awe. And this week, we celebrate the big one, Thanksgiving Day. I don't know about you, but I can hardly wait. When Thursday arrives, let Psalm 136 reverberate in your heart all day long. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever.
Call the kids in from outside. Tell them that it's almost time. We've all been waiting for tonight. The table set for dinner. Can't believe the year it's been. Thankful to be here again. Gather round and take a hand. Let's all say together we are grateful for these blessings, for good food with the ones we love. Our plates and our hearts overflowing. At this table, there's always enough. Tell us what you're thankful for, but don't talk when your mouth is full. Pass the gravy, pass the rolls, pass the time as we remember favorite stories from our history. Of who we are and who we used to be. All different, but we're family. And family is forever. We are grateful for these blessings, for good food with the ones we love. Our plates and our hearts overflowing. At this table, save some room for more. We laugh until our cheeks are sore, 'cause we just can't keep from smiling as we look around in every chair at the loved ones who have gathered here, reminding us of what we share. A reason for Thanksgiving. We are grateful for these blessings, for good food with the ones we love. Our plates and our hearts overflowing as we watch our family growing. There's a sweet kind of comfort in knowing at this table there's always enough.
Well, there you are. and welcome to this Feast of Thanksgiving. I had a crazy idea a few days ago that I would ask 50 friends to a spontaneous gratitude Zoom party on Sunday night of Thanksgiving week, no less. I mean, I have to be nuts, right? So many are already on the road. Company's coming. It's Sunday night, which is family time, and many of us put our phones away for the weekend with good cause. But God wouldn't let the idea rest. And so I said, okay, I'll do it, not knowing who, if anyone, might show up. Guess what? Four dear friends responded. And in hearing their gratitude, it did something to me. It kindled my own. That's what happens when God gets the glory for all He is doing in our lives, no matter what the circumstances. And as my friends shared, I noticed a common theme. They have been caught up in some waves, some storms in 2024, and some moments when Jesus, the light of the world, broke through the clouds at some point between broken and redemption in their lives. Jesus has a knack for that. First up is Jen. She's a young mom. She and her husband have 5 children, 4 on earth and 1 in heaven. And with the birth of a daughter this summer, named Summer, Jen changed vocations so she could invest more time with her family.
This is Jennifer Harris, and this year I am so thankful for extra time with my kids and God's guidance and provision in allowing our family to have the opportunity to homeschool. It has been such a huge blessing, and it's truly left me in awe watching His plan unfold over the last 6 months. Even when we didn't see a way or understand what He was doing, He provided every step of the way in ways that we could not have even imagined. Every single detail He fit perfectly into place for what He knew was to come, even when we couldn't see the end. And also, I'm so thankful that my dad's cancer was caught early enough and responded well to the treatment that he received. And we are continuing to pray that he stays in remission. And then on a lighter note, I'm thankful for the warm days of summer, a well-seasoned steak, and Bluebell mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Next up are 2 friends who actually joined the gratitude Zoom party. First, Banneker Hatcherson, dear, dear brother in the Lord, pastor friend. He lives in Birmingham, Alabama, pastors the 23rd Street Baptist Church in downtown. I'm grateful for Banneker coming to the table. He's been on the podcast twice. And then Rebecca Johnson, who lives in Pipe Creek, Texas. I have known Rebecca and her husband, Doug, for almost 40 years. Doug and I were youth ministers at 2 different churches in Warner Robins, Georgia, in the late 80s, early 90s. And Doug went home to be with the Lord 3 years ago. I just asked them both, what are some of the things you are thankful for in 2024? Hey, there you are.
Hey, how are you?
I am well, Banneker.
Good to see you. I was trying to make sure you weren't talking to somebody else.
Oh, no. You're the first to the party.
But good.
Well, what are you thankful for in 2024, Banneker?
Well, I am thankful for the lessons that I've learned. The curriculum God used, I'm still recovering from. But the lessons will outlive the pain of the process.
I
think about Henry Ford, who said if he had asked people what they wanted, they would have said faster horses. And so often what we need, we don't imagine. And so if I could have chosen the process, I wouldn't have. But when I look at so much of what God has done through it, again, I know it will outlive the process.
Yeah. I don't always like His curriculum.
It's it can be It can be challenging, but then I said to the congregation this morning, I said, sometimes struggle brings people together. I was talking about the 10 leprous men, nine being Jews, one Samaritan. If it had not been for the commonality of struggle, those 10 never would have come together as one group. So sometimes we have to go through the struggle in order to do what we should be doing in the first place.
Yeah. A brother is born for adversity. So, you have a random thing you're thankful for in 2024. I'm just talking about, I used raw oysters as an example for me, but yeah.
Yeah, I tried to think of one of those. I really don't.
Okay.
I began the year with optimism about some of the raw things, and those were depleted. And so for me, it's just been the ultimate result that I think is a precursor for next year. The raw things, I had some money stashed. It was depleted. I have extra cars. They're running again now, but each of them broke down this year. So it's I guess if anything, it would be learning to laugh at yourself that when all of these things were being depleted and I was grieving, angry, I had to remember, well, I have the resources, I just didn't want to spend them this way. Some people don't have them, so get over yourself.
Sometimes things come in waves, and the
Right.
first one or two things that happens, I start getting uptight about, and about the third thing that goes ridiculously wrong, I'm like, I start laughing.
And literally, I did that. I was in a car accident. The car had been in the shop, and I finally got it out. The amount that it cost was a ridiculous amount. I washed the car and said, I hadn't had my car in a while. It's clean. Let me joyride a little while. And then somebody rear-ended me.
Oh, man.
And I just started laughing. I said, okay, this is just nothing else to do but laugh.
Yeah. Man, I'm overjoyed to see you.
Well,
So,
likewise, yeah.
yes, sir. Well, you have a happy Thanksgiving, Banneker. It's
All right, you too.
all right. Blessings.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Well, there you are, Rebecca Johnson. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, my friend?
I am well.
It's great to see you. Thanks for the invitation.
You're welcome. It's great to see you too. I recognize that kitchen.
Yes. Been a lot of cooking going on in there lately.
I can only imagine it's a week for it.
Yes.
Any tacos in there tonight?
No tacos.
No
No
tacos.
tacos. Oh, well, you know what? I did run into town, but I hate to admit this. It was Taco Bell. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's not really tacos, right?
Well, sometimes it is.
That's called being tired of making turkey and dressing and gonna go to town just on a whim, grab some tacos.
Yeah, tacos are tacos. So, but yeah. Well, hey, what are you thankful for in 2024?
I have been thinking about this since I got your text. And I would say the kindness of God to me in this season, the true felt presence of His love, His loving kindness. My verse this year was probably common to a lot of people, be still and know that I am God. And the pause of my life to step back and enjoy Him and to look upward. So that I wouldn't be consumed with the wind and the waves of life. And so I would say that meeting me there when I want to stop, the noise and nonsense and just pause and reflect that, just that tender love of the Father, honestly. So grateful for that in the spiritual realm. Has brought immense peace and healing in my life. So, and of course, then there's the things that might not seem like big things to others, but all year long I've been saying it's the small things that are big things for me. And I had a very unexpected thing happen. Doug's brother sold some property, and he had on the property a club car. And he said, just randomly, do you want it? And I said, of course I do. And I didn't know what would go all into that. You know, I had to buy a charger and do all this stuff. But I tell you, on this 8 acres, getting out every night and tootling about in a little club car, looking up at the night sky, has brought the most childlike, immense joy. I mean, it's like being back at summer camp. And you just think you're all something, doing little circles in the parking lot or down the path. It's been a blast.
Wow.
I know. Just silly little things, like the little child in me came out, like a club car.
Well, I was going to ask, because I hadn't been clubbing in a while. What's a club car?
Yeah, it's a golf cart. So
okay,
I guess
okay.
Club car might be the brand name. I'm not even sure.
Okay.
But, you know, figure out how to put that little baby in reverse and make the turn and go on down the path. So lots of fun. I know it's silly, isn't it?
No, it's the little things. They add up.
They do.
I've had a quote here. I just came across this morning. A local deli here posted a Catherine Wolfe quote, and something you just said triggered this quote again. I can give God the glory and it can still hurt.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah.
That's the truth. I've been teaching this month on Thanksgiving and gratitude and talking about how it transports me to a different perspective. And how just that transformation of seeing God in the midst. And so today it was Jesus feeding the 5,000 and then immediately asking his friends to get in that boat and all the wind kicking up and turning the water upside down and them in it. And the words that really struck me were them straining at the oars. And I said, oh, I relate to that. I relate. You know, because you think things like, I obeyed you, Lord. I got in and this kicked up and I am straining at the oars. Just go ahead. Come on. Come and meet me here. So,
yeah.
You know, just the word, the Father's mercy new every morning to meet me. You know, Robert, when you open up those pages and you just say, Father, I want you to meet me here. I want to take this journey with you today in the Word, discover something about you I didn't know. And he just beams and says, I'm on it. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that whole account you just brought up, feeding the 5,000 in the boat when the storm hits. But then I love their destination. When they reach the beach and it's the land of the Gadarenes, and who comes out to greet them but a demoniac?
They're like, is there more?
It's like, oh, great.
We take a break now.
Yeah, yeah. So I call that, you know, we're crazy met crazy. Because Jesus is pretty crazy in a good, good way.
And I love, too, how he says, you know, he invites them to come away to a lonely place. And it's funny because you think about in this season, people's loneliness. And I thought, what an interesting word to use. And I haven't looked up, you know, its full meaning. But I thought a lonely place, a place to come aside. And yet where he isn't lonely. You know, everything might appear to be that, but in his presence, that fullness of joy. And so I've just seen him come and meet me in such a beautiful, even in desolation and loneliness, to the sweetness of his presence.
Yeah, that's good. Need to have you on the podcast for a whole episode. And then I received this recording this morning from my friend Laura. She and I served together in a local pregnancy center And today, Laura began chemotherapy. She offered this word of thanksgiving.
I've been trying to share with anyone that comes to mind just the Lord's goodness and His faithfulness, and wanted to share with you this morning my first day of treatment. Corey said, "That's crazy. There's 3 blue jays in the front yard." So I ran out there, and there's three blue jays just walking in the yard and flying around getting some food and different things. So God is faithful. And not only is He faithful, but He cares about little tiny details. So how much more does He care about other things that we're walking through, and like going to treatment and different things that we have to face in our lives? So be encouraged today.
I can give God the glory, and it can still hurt. Catherine Wolfe. Bob Goff says this: "There are those who see the glass as half full and those who see it as half empty. To me, it's more about gratitude. Instead of one or the other, I tend to think, wow, I've got something in my glass." Mark Batterson: "God's blessings are perfectly sequenced, and that requires great patience on our part." Ann Voskamp: "The one thing we must pray to be great at is thanksgiving, because it is the one thing that makes God great in our lives." I'm so looking forward to sitting down to a table this week with my son, my daughter, their spouses, their children, to celebrate Thanksgiving with my family. That redemption's table is second only to Jesus' communion table on earth and His wedding feast table soon to be celebrated in heaven. I know for some, Thursday will be bittersweet. Some seats may be vacant. You may find yourself alone. Or as Rebecca shared it in Mark 6:31, Jesus may be inviting you to come away for the day to a lonely place to rest a while with Him. I have known each of those seasons, each of those Thanksgivings. But it was also such seasons that brought me deeper and deeper into gratitude. And I recognize gratitude is the single most spiritual practice that keeps me grounded daily in the goodness of God. I keep thinking back to the Hourglass episode that we released a few weeks ago. As I was standing at the top of Lower Falls of the Yellowstone, I was witnessing all of this water rushing by, 5,000 to 60,000 gallons a second rushing by. I was witnessing living water now, living water now, living water now, so much living water all at once. There was no chance to miss what just passed, for there was more to come, always abundantly more to come. And so it is with the blessings of God in our lives. There's more to come, always abundantly more to come. That's the measure of the multitude of our gratitude that we can give voice to this Thursday. I want to say a word of thanks again to Banneker, Jen, Laura, Rebecca, to J.J. Heller for allowing us to share her Thanksgiving song. And for you, the listener, for joining us today. Maybe you're en route right now to that very special table on this Wednesday. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Until next time.
Bring out the pies and little forks. I hope you save some room for more. We laugh until our cheeks are sore, 'cause we just can't keep from smiling as we look around in every chair at the loved ones who we've gathered here, reminding us of what we share, a reason for Thanksgiving. We are grateful for these blessings, for good food with the ones we love. Our place There's a sweet kind of comfort in knowing at this table